The plan would have increased Wisconsin's base wage from $5.15 an hour to $6.50 an hour by October of next year. A commission of business groups, labor representatives, economists, and legislators developed the idea, and it's been repeatedly pushed by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. Yesterday, members of Doyle's cabinet met a skeptical audience. Republicans on the legislature's Committee for Administrative Rules repeatedly voiced concern that a wage increase would hurt Wisconsin businesses. Senator Mary Lozich of New Berlin was one of six GOP members who voted the proposal down. She says a minimum wage increase would have hit small businesses especially hard. She calls them the backbone of Wisconsin's economy.
And what this does is hurt these small businesses, hurt these families that would frequent these types of small businesses, the ones that are just forming, the ones that are struggling. I don't see how this is a benefit.
The Doyle administration argues that businesses would actually benefit. Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman says that when low-wage workers make more money, they'll be more inclined to spend that money in Wisconsin. Milwaukee resident and ex-convict Earl Kilgore told lawmakers they should support a wage hike out of fairness. Kilgore says he struggled to get by on minimum wage jobs for 14 years after he was released from prison. He says low-paying jobs made it tough for him to want to work, since he knew he could make more money illegally.
I had a struggle because I knew how to do so many other wrong things to make money. But that wasn't what I wanted to do. Right. I had my freedom. I wanted to keep my freedom. But, you know, I don't think no man that should have to struggle to live in the United States of America. No one.
No one testified against the wage increase. Supporters pointed out that even business groups had signed off on the measure, although they were silent yesterday. Before a final roll call, Madison Democratic Representative Spencer Black told Republicans a no vote would be, quote, heartless.
If the Republicans on this committee object, then you are truly on the far fringes, on the extreme of Wisconsin politics. No one supports you. You are so far out there on the right wing that not a single business group, not a single person agrees with you or will come speak to this committee.
Committee co-chair Glenn Grothman of West Bend contends he'd be willing to work out a compromise on a wage hike, but he says a minimum of $6.50 is too much for the state's businesses to take. Grothman says it would put Wisconsin at a disadvantage when it comes to attracting new businesses. He also contends it would create a domino effect.
And I don't think it takes a lot of work talking to businesses around the state to find businessmen who right now feel that they can afford to hire somebody for an 8-hour shift at $5.15 an hour. But if you ask them if they could hire the same number of people at $6.50 an hour, they'll say no. And sadly, if things go to $6.50 an hour, the people who are going to lose their job are going to be the most vulnerable people.
A wage hike could eventually become law, but it won't likely happen before 2006 at the earliest. In the meantime, Governor Doyle has hinted yesterday's vote could be used as a campaign issue in the upcoming election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.